Well, thank you. Yes, indeed. It is time for the good stuff, and we're going to kick right in. We're going to get started telling you about Tri-State Livestock News because you need to know about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not fancy. They're not glossy, but they are packed with ranching, breeding, markets, anything agriculture. So if you want to be in the know, if you want to know what's going on, if you want the latest, plus a lot of extra special stories and sales reports, updates, etc., TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time down in north central Nebraska, Valentine and the Cherry County area. The Nebraska Star Party coming up later this month in July. Check out more at visitvalentine.com. Maybe while you're here, plan a trip down the Niobrara River, a fishing trip to Merritt Reservoir. Lots of things inviting you to Cherry County.
What do you got there, Mike?
I'm going to do something. I'm not exactly who wrote this, but it's you've heard this at rodeos.
Yes.
And so it's something about Old Glory. What do you got?
Well, and that's perfect because guess what tomorrow is?
4th of July.
That's right.
Because today's the 3rd, right?
Yes, that is right. You're right on target. I've got a piece called What's a Bronco by S. Omar Barker.
Well, as I said, this is a lot of times that you'll hear this recited at a rodeo. But if you haven't been to a rodeo lately, and we're bearing down here on the 4th of July, if Old Glory could talk, she would probably say something like this. I was born July 4th, 1776, and I was bred right because the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. I am many things and many people. I am America. I am over 300 million people and the ghosts of millions who have lived and died for me. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. And when freedom called, I answered, and I stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead at Flanders Field, on the rock of Corregidor, on the bleak slopes of Korea, and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam, and in the sands of Saudi Arabia. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the grass country of the West, the Golden Gate Bridge, and a small child playing cowboys and Indians in a large city. I am a nation's capital, a library, the World Series, and a rodeo. I am 300,000 churches where my people worship as they think best. I am the roar of a crowd in a stadium and the voice of a choir in a cathedral. I am a religious nation. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom, I'll spend the rest of my days. May my people always keep the integrity, the courage, and the speech to keep me free and a beacon of hope to the world. Yes, this is what I would say if I could talk.
Very good. What's a Bronco? S. Omar Barker. They asked me, what's a Bronco, since they seemed to crave to know. I kind of chawed it over, then I fed it to them real slow. A bronc, I said, judicious, which is what you mean, no doubt, is an equine son of cyclones with a hairy side turned out. His soul is filled with cock-a-burrs, and when this inward itch bursts forth in outward action, he is said to buck or pitch. Which means he comes unraveled, paws the moon to make it spin, and agitates his muscles like he aimed to quit his skin. One jump he views his belly, and the next he chins the stars. Was you ever kicked by lightning? That's the way his landing jars. His color may be anything from black to flea-bit roan. A sorrel, bay, or chestnut, he is still the devil's own. Until he's been upspizzled by some hairpin on his back with two prongs hung across him and their juncture in the cack. A pinwheel, or a roarback, or a circling pioneer. The Bronx, a welcome widowmaker when he throws himself in gear. Though he's the toughest red meat you will ever come across, if you're man enough to ride him, then you've got yourself a hoss. S. Omar Barker.
And I just wanted to point out, this is the traditional cowboy Christmas time when a lot of cowboys and cowgirls are traveling across the country, making it to rodeo after rodeo. And we wish you all good luck and safe travels as well.
That's right.
If you have something to share with the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at that, and then one day you might hear it pop up on a great radio station, just like Ortonville, Minnesota's KDIO 1350 AM, booming out of Big Stone Country. So check it out there, and thanks for listening to the good stuff.